This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with this letter that I wrote to the President of the United States. Dear Mr. President, almost 100 years ago, President Calvin Coolidge said, "The business of the United States of America is business." The first business from before our nation's founding that drove its development and rapid expansion was the cotton business. Cotton was the commodity that created international trade from the 8th century onward. To understand the cotton business and many origins of issues we still struggle with today, including race relations, I recommend you read the book Empire of Cotton by Sven Beckert. According to Beckert, in 1820, the U.S. exported 167.5 million pounds of cotton, which was 32% of all U.S. exports. By 1850, 67% of all U.S. cotton was grown on land that had not been part of the U.S. a half century earlier. Because of the importance of cotton to our nation's beginnings and all other commodities, it residually drove the production of the U.S. commodity and related derivatives markets are among the most important in the world. I am writing to you today to urge you to appoint a permanent chairperson of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. For the rest of this letter to President Biden, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Former NYSE CEO Duncan Niederauer is profiled in a new Fortune magazine piece about his experience as the owner of a football club in Italy. The story is titled, "He Ran the NYSE, But Can He Handle Italian Soccer?" Former stock exchange CEO leads Venice into Italy's top league. He is part of a group that bought the Venezia Football Club. Nice to see Duncan enjoying himself with a new challenge. I wonder if he has five guys named Vinny on the team. Reuters reports that increases in vaccination rates are directly leading to increases in hospitality jobs. Reuters is also reporting that President Biden is going to issue an executive order targeting non-compete agreements, which prevent employees from taking better jobs at competing companies. Former CFTC Chairman Timothy Massett has a commentary in Bloomberg titled, "A Bitcoin ETF would be good for investors and regulators." Massett was the shorter balding CFTC chairman that followed the shorter balding Gary Gensler as chairman. Speaking of CFTC chairman, today I will publish the complete list of names recommended to me to be considered as candidates for the role of permanent CFTC chairman. Yesterday I published my letter to President Biden in which I recommended acting CFTC chairman Rostin Benham to be named permanent chair based on the recommendations from a group of industry legal sources I contacted. Congratulations to Peter Clifford for starting a new position as director of CBDC and payment at Digital Asset. Caitlin Meyer has joined CBOE Global Markets as director, North America Derivatives Coverage. She previously was with the CME Group. Yesterday, 70 Greenwood scholars started their internships at over 30 financial plus fintech firms across the U.S. and in London. Yesterday, James Sullivan contributed to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. James is a former CME Group executive who is now head of commercial development, North America, at Stable. Stable provides custom, tailored risk management products in commodities that do not have any exchange-listed futures or options products, such as avocados or choice ribeyes. They are insurance products that are simple to understand as they provide price protection, and all that is required is the premium payment, no margin or cash flow maintenance. He says, I very strongly believe in the products and approach as it has the potential to be transformative. Thank you to James and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Wild Women Enlisted Derivatives is offering a panel discussion with financial services industry leaders on Wednesday, July 28th from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. It's a virtual event called Ask Me Anything Leadership Panel, moderated by Elizabeth Cook, with panelists talking about their career trajectories and sharing their thoughts on marketplace shifts happening today. The event is free for Wild members. You can register and find more info with a link in today's newsletter. The CBOE Options Institute will host a 70-minute webinar next Wednesday, July 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on U.S. tax considerations for listed options. The discussion with money managers will include points on differing taxation for exchange-listed index options and single-stock options, tax considerations for one-sided option strategies, long calls, long puts, short calls, short puts, and the outlook for legislative and regulatory initiatives that may impact the taxation of options. Registration information is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's newsletter. Steptoe webinar reviewing the Biden administration's first 6 months, July 20th. Please join Steptoe's Financial Services Group co-chair Matt Kultkin on Tuesday, July 20th for an interactive discussion with seasoned financial services policy experts. We'll discuss legislative developments, regulatory trends, and other events that have affected the financial services industry since January 20th, and project what may be on the horizon for the new administration. My comment, how about the next 6 months? Here's a story from the Financial Times. Letter, crypto investors should ignore its Instagram stars. From Rupak Ghosh. Jemima Kelly, in an opinion from June 24th, is right to point out crypto has attracted its fair share of scams and financial speculation. It has serious technological challenges. There is flip-flopping from crypto's high priest Elon Musk, but is the reality so black or white that crypto and decentralized finance or DeFi is the solution to all the inequalities in society or a big Ponzi scheme? My comment, ignore Elon at your own risk. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Could AI keep people alive after death? Experts are exploring ways artificial intelligence might confer a kind of digital immortality, preserving the personalities of the departed in virtual form and then allowing them to evolve. What if Abraham Lincoln could address Congress today? Or your great-grandmother could help run the family business? Researchers and entrepreneurs are starting to ponder how artificial intelligence could create versions of people after their deaths, not only as static replicas for the benefit of their loved ones, but as evolving digital entities that may steer companies or influence world events. My comment, people live on in memories and now data banks. Here's a story from CNN. When should vaccinated people wear masks now? An expert weighs in. The Delta variant, a more transmissible and potentially more dangerous strain of coronavirus, now makes up more than half of all new infections in the United States, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This variant, combined with low rates of vaccination in many parts of the country, is leading to new surges in COVID-19 cases, which has led Los Angeles County and St. Louis area health officials encouraging even people who are fully vaccinated to wear masks indoors. The World Health Organization has issued similar guidance. The CDC has continued to say that vaccinated people do not need to wear masks under most circumstances. My comment, when you think it is the right thing to do, wear a mask. Here's a story from CNET. Heinz starts petition to make hot dogs and buns come in equal packs. Food waste is more and more of a known issue, with American consumers wasting nearly 40% of food they buy, according to the Natural Resources Defense Council. Why then are hot dog makers and hot dog bun bakers not doing their part? Hot dogs, Heinz Ketchup Canada says in a new video, often comes in packs of 10, while hot dog buns regularly come in groups of 8. I might argue their numbers. I don't always see a 10 to 8 groupings, but there's no denying they never seem to match up. My comment, there's a new algo for this. Here's a press release from Deutsche Börse. Settled in, Tornik Kishik Vili, people and ideas at Deutsche Börse. In our Settled In series, our colleagues who have decided to start their careers at Deutsche Börse Group share their journeys with us. Tornik grew up in Georgia, then studied law in his bachelor's in Tbilisi. In 2018, he moved to Germany and completed his master's in public policy in Erfurt. When Tornik studied for his master's, he was already working at Deutsche Börse Group as a working student. Today, he is settled in as an account manager in intercompany organization at Deutsche Börse Group. My comment, I like the profiles the exchanges do for employees. Very cool. Here's a story from Fortune. He ran the NYSE, but can he handle Italian soccer? Former stock exchange CEO leads Venice into Italy's top league. When Venezia Football Club sealed its return to Italy's top soccer league after 2 decades, the team marked the achievement in May by parading through the city's canals on a boat as fans unfurled banners from bridges. For American owner Duncan Niederauer, now comes the bigger challenge. My comment, Duncan is one of my favorite former industry executives. I wonder if the football team all wears fleece vests. Here are your top 3 stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Robinhood's debut is clouded by SEC scrutiny for payment for order flow, from the Wall Street Journal. Second was ex-JP Morgan trader wins UK employment fight over spoofing, from Bloomberg. Third was conservatives are leaning America wide open to the Delta variant, an opinion piece from The Week in Yahoo News. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.